Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More Dhamma Vina Kedayalu Jagata Sansare Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara Masama Patita Prabhu Napai Beyara Masama Patita Prabhu Napai Behara Ha Ha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bala Kana Kara Ami Bada Dukhi Daya Kara Sita Pati Advaita Gosai Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai Aha Sarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Bhatta Yuga Shijiva Prabhu Lokanatha Daya Kara Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa sa. Rama Chandra Sangha Mage Naratama Dasa Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kora More Dhamma Vina Kedayalu Jagata Samsare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Pari Raja Kacharya Asta Tirsa Tashi Shamadas Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Kote Vaishnavindi Ki Jai Nama Charya Srila Hari Das Thakur Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premananda All glories to some devotees. All glories to some devotees. All glories to some devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Garanga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. We're starting a new chapter today. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 24, titled The 61 Explanations of the Atmarama Verse. Something everybody should be familiar with. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Rishatarne Pancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So this is the chapter summary for text number 24, Madhyalila. It says, the following summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. According to Sri Sanatan Goswami's request, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the well-known Srimad Bhagavatam verse beginning Atmaramas Chamunayo Munaya. He explained this verse in 61 different ways. He analyzed all words and described each word with its different connotations. Adding the words cha and api, he described all the different meanings of the verse. He then concluded that different classes of transcendentalists, jnanis, karmis, yogis, utilize this verse according to their own interpretation. But if they would give up this process and surrender to Krishna, as indicated by the verse itself, they would be able to comprehend the real meaning of the verse. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu narrated a story about how the great sage Narada converted a hunter into a great Vaishnava, and how this was appreciated by Narada's friend Parbat Muni. Sanatana Goswami then offered a prayer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. After this, the Lord gave Sanatana Goswami a synopsis of Hari Bhakti Bilas, which Sanatana Goswami later developed into the guiding principle of all Vaishnavas. Okay, text number one. Atmarameti padarkyasi. Artam sunya prakashayan. Jagatamo jaharavyat. Sachitanya sechit. Sachitanyo Dayachala. Translation, all glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who acted as the eastern horizon where the sun of the Atmarama verse rose. He manifested its rays in the form of different meanings and thus eradicated the darkness of the material world. May he protect the universe. Text 2. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Tabe sanatana prabhur charane dariya. Punarapi kahe kichu vinaya kariya. Thereafter, Sanatana Goswami clasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and humbly submitted the following petition. Purve suniya chong tumi sarvabhomastane. Ekashloka atara artha kariyacho byakani. Sanatana Goswami said, "My Lord, I have heard that previously at the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya you explained the Atmarama verse in 18 different ways." Oh, we do tap 5, no? Huh? 5, okay. That's the famous verse. Atmaramas chamunayo. Atmaramas chamunayo. Nirganta apyurukrame. Nirganta apyurukrame. Kurvantya haitikim bhaktim. Kurvantya haitikim bhaktim. Itam bhuta guno hari. Itam bhuta guno hari. Atmaramas chamunayo. Nirgranta apyurukrame. Kurvantya haitikim bhaktim. Itam bhuta guno hari. Atmaramas chamunayo. Nirgranta apyurukrame. Kurvantya haitikim bhaktim. Itam bhuta guno hari. Atmaramas chamunayo. Nirgranta apyurukrame. Kurvantya haitikim bhaktim. Itam bhuta guno hari. Atmaramas chamunayo. Nirgranta apyurukrame. Kurvantya haitikim bhaktim. Itam bhuta guno hari. Ladies. Atmaramas chamunayo. Nirgranta apyurukrame. Atmaramasthamunayo.
Anybody else? Yeah? No? Why?
All right. Atmarama. Persons who take pleasure in being transcendentally situated in the service of the Lord. Cha. Also. Munaya. Great saintly persons who have completely rejected material aspirations. Fruitive activities and so forth. Nirgantaha, without interest in any material desire. Api, certainly. Urukrame, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, whose activities are wonderful.
Kurbanti Du. Ahaitikim. Causeless or without material desires. Bhaktim. Devotional service. Itambuta. So wonderful as to attract the attention of the self-satisfied. Guna, who has transcendental qualities. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, translation. Purport by Swami Srila Prabhupada. Those who are self-satisfied and unattracted by external material desires are also attracted to the loving service of Sri Krishna, whose qualities are transcendental and whose activities are wonderful. Hari, the personality of Godhead, is called Krishna because he has such transcendentally attractive features. Purport, this is a famous Atmarama verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.7.10. I don't know, I think we should read that, translate the purport there. I don't know if I can find that so quickly. I think it's a very long purport, no? 1.7. 10. Wait. What happened? Where am I? That's wrong. Huh? You got it on the screen. I need it here, I guess, but let me see. All right. It's a long, I think it's a very long purport. I don't know. The whole chapter is going to be, I don't think we're going to go through the whole, we'll give a summary of the what do you call it, prelude to the Atmarama verse. Atmarama verse. A very important verse here being explained. A whole chapter here of Chaitanya Charitamrita giving, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, as the title of the chapter says, he explains it in 61 explanations of the Atmarama verse. So the preload, I was thinking we could explain a little bit. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, of course he came from Bengal, and ultimately he decided he would go to Jagannath Puri by the permission of Mother Sachi, that Jagannath Puri was something on the path between Navadvipa and that was on the, people were going back and forth from Jagannath Puri to Navadvipa. Navadvipa at that time was a very great center of learning, first of all. That is the important thing, is that the people, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, of course, was known as Nimai Pandit, and he defeated the Digvijay Pandit, and so many great personalities were there. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya himself was from this place in Navadvipa called Vijayanagar. Vijayanagar is a very special place, as all the places are in Navadvipa Dham. His father was this Visharada Maheshwar, Mahesh Visharada, excuse me. And he had one brother, Vijayavachaspati. These two brothers, Sarvabhauma and Vijayavachaspati, and then he had also one brother-in-law, Gopinathacharya. Gopinathacharya was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as they all became. But this Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was actually, he had a different role to play. He was actually, it's described that he was the incarnation of Brihaspati, the priest of the demigods. So he was very learned. He took, they were from this place called Vidyanagar. Vidya, of course, means knowledge. Sometimes this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that all the Vedas came there at the time of the Pralaya, that all the Vedas were brought there by this Matsya avatar. And all the sages, even we were reading in the Bhagavatam now about Kapila Dev. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this Kapila expounded his Sankhya philosophy there at Vidyanagar. All the different sages, the Sad Darshan, they all composed their theses there at Vidyanagar. Sometimes it's also said that Vidyanagar was named after this Vidyavachaspati, Sarvabhauma's brother. So anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was conquered that Digvijay Pandit. He was very well established as a great scholar. And the proof was that when the civil disobedience was arranged by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in one day he got like lakhs of people to go join him in this protest against the Chand Kazi. So he took sannyas. He had some associates, five associates were there, and they were on their way to Bengal. And on the way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his sannyas danda, who he gave it to. But was it Jagannanda? Maybe, I don't know. One of his associates was there carrying this sannyas danda, and he had to do some business one time to beg some alms or something. So he gave it to Nityananda Prabhu, and he said, "You please carry this, take the Lord's Prabhu's sannyas danda." Nityananda, when he got that danda and the other devotee went away, he thought, why is he carrying this danda? Lord, I'm carrying in my heart, he's carrying this danda, it's not necessary. So he broke this danda and he threw it in the river. He said, this is something, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he quoted this verse, Naham Vipro Navachanara Patir Napina, he doesn't identify himself with any of these varnas or ashrams, sannyas. So, and besides, the Paramahamsas, they don't carry danda like that. They don't need to carry any of these external formalities. They're not attached to these things. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had to play this role of the sannyasi. He was saying, no, why you broke my danda? Now I can't stay in your company. I'll either go ahead to Jagannath Puri, or you go ahead and I will follow behind. The devotee said, all right, you can go ahead. So he went ahead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went ahead, and immediately when he saw Jagannath, he fainted in transcendental ecstasy. He completely lost all consciousness. The temple guards there came there, and they saw that this sannyasi had fallen down, lost consciousness. They were about to beat him because I guess there was sahajiyas back then. They didn't appreciate people feigning ecstasy in front of the Lord Jagannath. They didn't know what that was. But that time the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there, and he said, no, he stopped him. He said, no, wait a minute. Don't touch him. I'll take care of him. So he did some analysis, checked up the symptoms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he could understand that he was in a very highest state of transcendental ecstasy. He took this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house and kept him there. Again, he was checking all the symptoms, and he could understand this is great personality. He was a great personality that... Of course, at that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was Mayavadi. He was the greatest logician in the country, practically accepted like that. He was a great scholar. I don't know his position in Jagannath Puri, I don't remember, but so well respected. And this Gopinath Acharya, his brother-in-law, he was there and living there in Jagannath Puri at the same time. So he was there as Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees came to Jagannath Temple. They came to the Jagannath Temple and Gopinath said that, oh, where is Mahaprabhu? Where is Chaitanya? Where is Nimai Pandit at that time? He didn't know that he had taken sannyas even maybe. And they said, no, he came ahead of us. So they found out from the temple guards and the people that were there that the sannyasi has fallen unconscious and he was taken by this Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to his house. So the devotees were very concerned. They were there with Gopinath Acharya. Of course, he knew where his brother-in-law lived, so he said, well, let's go there. And I'll take you to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, and you can see him, and then later you can come back and have darshan of Lord Jagannath. So they all went there, and they saw the condition of Chaitanya, and they thought, oh, this is very unfortunate. So they started chanting and chanting and chanting. This was in morning time, and until noon they were chanting, and then finally Chaitanya regained his external consciousness. Of course, it's transcendental. This is the whole purport of this verse, that Kurvanti Haiti Kim Bhaktim, that this, even, you're going to see so many examples in this chapter, how particularly I think Shukadev Goswami and the Four Kumaras were very much celebrated as good examples for this verse, that even great self-satisfied personalities, they become attracted by the qualities of the Lord, the transcendental qualities. This is here. Sometimes we hear Chaitanya, the Lord is called Nirguna or Nirakar. The Vedas sometimes say like that. But these Nirguna means actually without qualities. No, not in the verse. Just like Nirgrantha in the verse. Nirgrantha means without, what is that? Bidyate ridya grantis. Granti means not. So Nirgrantha means without knots. This, what is that? Not means, what's it called? Without interest in any material desires, in the word for word, are unattracted by external material desires. So anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had all transcendental qualities. These are attractive to the self, the Atmaramas, those who are self-satisfied. So anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he regained his consciousness. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there. He was, he had actually, I don't know how much consciously he was thinking when he left Navadvip, that place in Vijayanagar, and came to Jagannath Puri. He was thinking, he had some kind of understanding that his Lord would come if he accepted him as his servant, that the Lord would come and deliver him. But he was externally exhibiting the characteristics and the activities of a Mayavadi at that time. So he thought that this Lord, this Chaitanya, he's a sannyasi. He asked him, what is your name? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, they said. He said, what? What kind of name is this? This is not a name for a sannyasi. This is the name of a brahmachari. Chaitanya is the name of a brahmachari. And who is his guru? He said, oh, he's taken the sannyas from Keshava Bharati. Bharati, Sarvabhauma said, this Bharati, this is a second-class sannyasi. First-class sannyasi means like, what, I think Tirtha, Saraswati, and one other one is there. These are first-class sannyasis. And he's so young and so attractive, bodily features are there. Said, I will explain Vedanta to you. And Chaitanya, he said, no, you saved my life today. I will definitely listen to your explanations of Vedanta. So he went to, they made some arrangements there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was listening 7 days to Sarvabhauma's explanations of Vedanta. And he wasn't making any comments or questions. And Sarvabhauma said, what's going on? You're not making any questions or comments? 7 days you've been listening to my explanations of Vedanta? He said, are you understanding or not understanding anything or what happened? He said, no, I understand the Vedanta sutras that you're reciting, but your explanations, I can't understand at all. This makes no sense to me, he said, this is, your explanations are just like the clouds that are covering the sun. Sarvabhauma, he asked, they had big discussion, that the followers, he's following this Shankaracharya, the commentaries on Vedanta Sutra by Shankaracharya, who is, what is that, versus Mayavadama Shastram, that these, Shankaracharya came for a particular purpose under the order of the Lord, that he came to establish this Mayavad philosophy in order to create lots of population, because people become, you don't get any rasa, you don't get any happiness from this Mayavad philosophy. You simply become void or impersonal. Impersonalist, what kind of happiness you can have? You're sitting up, you close yourself inside of a room, and how long you can sit all alone? You go crazy. So the Mayavadis are like that. They become crazy. They become without any kind of personal exchange. What is that? Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinam. You take away the sense enjoyment of someone. They can't be fixed. But you param drishvara nivartate niraharasya dehinam. Rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishvarnivartate. But you become fixed if you have some kind of higher taste, if you have some kind of personal exchange, particularly as described here, is on the transcendental platform, even the Atmaramas and Munia, Atmaramas cha Munia. All these things are going to be explained in this chapter. Of course, these are all this scholastic pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already gone through those in Navadvipa. He was greatest scholar, as we explained. He defeated that Digvijay Pandit. These things were going on profusely in Navadvipa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking down the street. He would see, particularly as mentioned, he would see Mukunda or Srivas Pandit or Gadadhar, and he would grab them and he would say, what did you learn today? What is the lessons that you learned today? And they would explain something and he would say, no, that's wrong completely. You have to understand it like this. And then they said, okay, we can understand like this. And they said, no, that's wrong. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would again said, no, he would go back to the first meaning. And then he would go back and forth and explain in such a way that he would get both meanings correct at different times. Vishwarupa also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's brother, one time they went to a meeting of scholars with Vishwarupa was that time just a young boy, And he went with Jagannath Mishra to one meeting of scholars, and these scholars asked Vishwarup, said, "What have you learned today? What have you learned in your studies?" He said, "I've learned a little bit of everything." And they were all like speechless. What does this boy mean that he learned a little of everything? And he couldn't explain anything. So when they left the assembly, and Jagannath Mishra, he chastised Vishwarup. He said, "What kind of talk you're saying to before these scholars? You're embarrassing us." He said, "You didn't explain anything, and you're saying that you know a little bit of everything." And so Vishwarupa went back, and he went to these, "You didn't ask me anything. Tell me something, what you want to say." And he did the same thing with that group of scholars, that he established some point, and then he refuted the point, and then he reestablished the point, and then he refuted that reestablishment. And in this way, these things were the pastimes of Navadvipa, scholastic pastimes, how the devotees, they would run away when they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the path coming toward them, that they wanted to avoid all this discussion without Krishna Katha. That is, I think, must be Parikshit Maharaj. He said he was asking Shukadeva Goswami about some kind of topic in the first canto, and he says, Yadi Krishna Katashraya. He says, "Please explain this if it has some relationship with Krishna." Yadi Krishna Katashraya. If the topics have some kind of relationship with Krishna, then I'd like to hear about this. So the devotees of Navadvipa were like that. They wanted to avoid this Chaitanya, because Nimai Pandit, because he was talking all these word jugglery. That was Shankaracharya's one teaching was there. It says all this word jugglery will not help you. This Shankaracharya was telling Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Mudamate. That was his last instruction to his followers, that all this Dukrin Karani, Sabprapti, Sanihite Malay, something like that. That all these things, these word jugglery, because this is, of course, point is that here, this whole chapter is going to explain something about transcendental word jugglery, that this means this and this means that. So there's different types of knowledge. This is just like the qualities, nirguna, saguna, all these things are there, that there's different types of knowledge. Bhaktivinoda, he says that jada vidya sabha maya ra vaibhav tomara bhajane bada, that all these material types of knowledge, this is simply mayara vaibhav. These are all the manifestations of maya. This material knowledge is simply a manifestation of maya, Lord's energies. And tomara bhajane bada is simply an obstacle. This is an unfortunate situation of our modern, not modern, throughout the history. As Queen Kunti says that, what is that? Sri Aishwarya Janmaishwarya Shuta Shri Bhi. Shuta is a education. Education. Janmaishwarya Shuta Shri Bhi. Eramana Mada Puman. These are simply just like intoxication. Mada Puman. Simply intoxicating. You become, I'm very learned. I've got my PhD. I know so many things. And you become very proud. Mada, you can be proud or intoxicated with knowledge. All these things, janma, good birth, Janmaishraya, opulence, people that are Bhogaishraya, Prasaktanam, Taya, Parita, Chetasam, you get lots of opulence, riches, and you become completely averse to understanding God. Therefore, the Brahmins, they kept themselves poverty-stricken. So all these things, Janmaishraya, Shruta, the Shruta is the education. So at the same time, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's, for some reason, he's explained this Atmarama verse 61 different ways. And this way he actually, the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he heard these explanations, he understood this person is not ordinary person. He can't be, and actually Gopinath Acharya, he had told him, because Gopinath Acharya, his brother-in-law, he was saying, no, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's coming in your house and you're taking care of him like this, and you're now going to teach him Vedanta Sutra. So this is not. So these are pastimes going on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the pastime and took the role of listening to this Sarvabhauma. And Sarvabhauma, when he heard these explanations, he Sarvabhauma didn't hear 61 explanations. That was what is described in the chapter summary, I think, as it says it's described. I think that that Sanatan Goswami heard that 18 different ways like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only described to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 18 different ways how the verse could be explained. And then by these, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, by your association, Sanatana Goswami, I've gotten these further explanations. I think in the verse? Yeah. Text 4 is there. Sanatana Goswami said, my Lord, I have heard that previously at the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you explain the Atmarama verse in 18 different ways. So that's only 18. Now we're going to hear 61 different ways. So you have to have brain like this Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was Brihaspati coming. He could understand something, all these different explanations. That Sanatana Goswami, he's more exalted. He can understand these 61 different explanations. We can't understand we can hardly understand the one that Srila Prabhupada has given us. But he's given us the purport of this, all these different meanings. Those who are self-satisfied and unattracted by external material desires are also attracted to the loving service of Sri Krishna, whose qualities are transcendental and whose activities are wonderful. Hari, the personality of Godhead, is called Krishna because he has such transcendentally attractive features. So we'll hear so many things, like I said, about the four Kumaras, Shukadeva Goswami, and the hunter, Mrigari. He's also included in this explanation of the Atmarama verse. So any has comments or questions? I have a big audience today. All right. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.